Thank you very much. Welcome to Hope College Football today from Smith Stadium on the beautiful campus of Hope College, where it is a beautiful day for college football and where the Flying Dutchman host Wisconsin Lutheran and look to move their record to 3-0. Hi, Hope fans. This is the Barber Ford pregame show. I'm Jerry Klumparns, along with longtime voice of Hope
Athletics, the Lakeshore's 92.7
standout Ron Weatherby. This is the third of four non-conference games for the Flying Dutchman. Last week, Hope defeated Millikan for the first time by a score of 41-7. So Hope College has scored 41 points in each of their first two games. This game is part of a challenge series that matches the MIAA teams against the Northern Athletic Conference teams. Last year, Wisconsin Lutheran had a 7-3 record. They finished third in the NACC. This year, the Warriors are 0-2. They're coming off a 14-10 loss last week to Olivet. So today, all of the MIAA teams are matched up with NACC teams based on their schedule from last year. I want to remind everybody that we're streaming our games online on our website, 927thevan.com, where you can enjoy lots of great features on our new Anchored in Hope section. And you can also link to the broadcast on Hope College Athletic site, where you can find all sorts of information about Hope College football and also all of the other Hope College sports. It is a great site. You can follow Ron Weatherby's play-by-play of the game and get all the stats as they happen. Well, when we return to the Barber Ford pregame show, we're going to give you the weather and field conditions brought to you by South Shore Laundry. We'll tell you a little bit about this Wisconsin Lutheran team, talk about some key players, and Hope College has some impressive performances, lots of great players to talk about. Ron will have the starting lineups sponsored by Lighthouse Title Group and the kickoff sponsored by our friends at Hank's Auto Service. We are just a few minutes away from kickoff, so don't go away. We're going to take a break in just a moment, but while we take that break, I'll give you a couple of trivia questions to think about. Last week, Hope College place kicker Evan Finch was named MIAA Special Team Player of the Week. He was named that after kicking field goals of 28 and 24 yards and successfully kicking 5 of 5 PATs. My question, how big is Evan's target? That is, how far apart are the goalpost uprights in college football? And for those of you who want to further test your knowledge of the college football field, here are two more. You're figuring out how wide those goalposts are. Here are two more. How long is a football field, and how wide is a football field? Careful. Both of those are a little trickier than you might think. How long is a football field? How wide is a football field? And how far apart are the uprights? All the Hope College students might be running for their personal electronic devices looking for answers already. Come on, take a estimate. Ron Weatherby is going through lots of papers. He always does that. He's not a personal electronic device kind of guy. When we'll come back, we'll test Ron Weatherby and you on your knowledge of goalposts and football fields. But first, we'll take a break and remind you, you're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to Hope College Football and the Barber Ford pregame show. Well, before that first break of the pregame show, I asked you a couple of trivia questions. Evan Finch was MIAA Player of the Year for special Player of the Week for special teams last week after kicking 2 field goals and 5 PATs. And my question was, how wide is Evan Finch's target when he squares up at that goalpost? You've looked at those goalposts all sorts of times. I wondered if you've ever thought about how wide they are. What'd you come up with? The answer, 18 and a half feet. 18 feet, 6 inches. The goalpost width have been moved a couple of times, and it's different for pro and college ball. But I'll tell you what, when you're standing out in the 30-yard line, lining up for a field goal, they look narrower than 18 feet, 6 inches. That is a tough target, and Evan Finch has just done a great job of hitting his target. I also asked you, how long is a football field and how wide is a football field? How long is a football field? Okay, a lot of you quickly said 100 yards, didn't you? 120 yards. Now, Ron Weatherby and I argued about this one, but there are 10-yard end zones on both ends of that 100-yard field, making the football field 120 yards long, 360 feet. And one of my favorite stats is 316 feet from the baseline to the baseline of the football field is the exact same distance as it takes to go around a baseball diamond. 90 feet between the bases times 4, 360 feet. Wow, a lot of coincidences in life. You didn't know how wide a football field was unless you are a huge fan or unless you looked it up on your personal electronic device. A football field is 160 feet wide. 160 feet wide. That's 53 and a third yards. 53 and a third yards wide. 120 yards long. The goalposts are 18 and a half feet wide, and now that we know all that data about the field, we'll be ready to watch two fine teams square off this afternoon in a conference challenge between the MIAA and the NACC. Well, the weather and field conditions are presented by South Shore Laundry. Hope students, take it from an old dad. Drop off your laundry at South Shore Laundry. It's easy, convenient. Don't bring those great big bags home to mom and dad. South Shore Laundry. Weather and field conditions, 63 degrees, partly cloudy. Wind from the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. An absolute beautiful day to play football and to watch football. A little cooler than it's been the first two games of the season. The ball players will not have to fight with the humidity as much. When I left home, I think I saw that the humidity on my gauge was under 60%, so it's going to be a little more comfortable on the field. Pre-game festivities are underway. The St. Joseph Marching Band is taking the field right now, and we're just minutes away from kickoff. Well, Wisconsin Lutheran is located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The school's got an enrollment of about 1,100. They're a member of the Northern Athletic Conference. That's one of the newest athletic conferences in the United States. So one of the newest athletic conferences in the country is playing the nation's oldest athletic conference, the MIAA. All the MIAA schools are matched up with the NACC school based on their records from last year. So the first place teams play each other, so the second place teams play each other, and so on. Hope College is 9-1 against the Warriors. The series started back in 2000. Last game was played in 2011, and Hope won that contest 28-14. Wisconsin Lutheran was a member of the MIAA for about 5 years. I think it was 2002 to 2007, Ron Weatherby. They were a member of the MIAA, and they had to make that journey all the way around the lake week after week, and that got to be a little tiring. It's a nice drive, but that is a long trip for a college to make so many times in a row. They're getting used to it again this year because last week, the Warriors played Olivet at Olivet, so the football team has had to go on the road 2 weeks in a row. I listened to a little videotape of the coach from Wisconsin Lutheran, first-year coach Ben Murphy. And he said, you know, you just have to embrace that travel and enjoy the trip and enjoy the camaraderie on the bus. We'll take another break, and we'll be back for the kickoff. You're listening to Hope College Football, 92.7 The Van, 92.7thevan.com.
Do you have...
Welcome back to the Barbara Ford pregame show. Hope College football today. Hope hosts Wisconsin Lutheran. Third game of the season for both schools. Hope comes in 2-0. This is a very strong Hope College football team. Wisconsin Lutheran comes in 0-2, looking for their first win of the season for their first year head coach.
Again, remind you that concessions at Hope College.
Hope has wins against North Park and Millikan. Next week, Hope will be playing their final non-conference ball game against Illinois Wesleyan. That will be a tough opponent. That is down in Bloomington, Indiana. We'll have that game for you starting at 2 o'clock Eastern time. And then after Illinois Wesleyan, Hope opens up the MIAA season in 2 weeks against an always tough Adrian Bulldog team. Hope has been impressive on offense and defense so far this year. The Flying Dutchmen have scored 41 points in each of their first two games. Wisconsin Lutheran has averaged 17 points in their first two ball games. Hope has held their opponents to an average of 14 points per game. Wisconsin Lutheran has given up 22 and a half points. Both teams have almost exactly the same yards rushing per contest. Hope 192 and a half yards rushing per contest, and Wisconsin Lutheran 192 yards rushing. So 192 and a half for Hope, 192. The ground games are very similar, but the passing game is where there's a big difference. Michael Atwell has thrown for an average of 389 yards in the first two games of this season. Wisconsin Lutheran, with their first year senior quarterback, has gained just 111 yards per average through the air. Hope College has averaged 581 yards of offense in their first two games and has just looked very, very strong. Wisconsin Lutheran, as I said, is located in the suburbs of Wisconsin. It was founded in 1973. Enrollment is about 1,100. Their colors are forest green and white. It'll be easy to distinguish the players for Ron Weatherby this afternoon, as the Warriors are white helmets, white shirt, white pants, green numbers. As I said, the affiliation of Athletic Conference is the NCAA Division III. The Warriors are coached by Ben Murphy. And Hope College has just had some outstanding performances from their athletes so far this season. We mentioned that Hope place kicker Evan Finch, a senior from Ann Arbor, booted field goals at 28 and 24 yards, added five extra points in Hope's 41-7 victory over Millikan last week. He's made eight consecutive field goals since the start of last season. And senior quarterback Michael Atwell is lighting it up as well. He's among the most prolific passers in the country after 2 weeks of play in the NCAA Division III. Atwell ranks third in the nation with an MIAA leading 775 total passing yards. He trails only the quarterback of Bethany, West Virginia, who has 801, and the quarterback from Wesley, Massachusetts, who has 786. But Atwell third in the country, Division III passing. Several other Hope players rank among the MIAA leaders statistically as well. Senior running back Sean Jackson, Comstock Park, tops the league, 121 and a half rushing yards per game. And senior Vincent Boddy of West Bloomfield is tied for first with three touchdown receptions and third in receiving yards at 120 per game. Senior defensive back Santino DeCesar, co-captain of this team, sits fourth in the MIAA at 10 tackles per game. Well, those and a lot of other players are taking the field, getting ready for the action, and it's time for the starting lineups presented by Lighthouse Title Group in Holland. Tell your realtor or mortgage representative you want to close at Lighthouse Title. They're located conveniently at East 16th Street in Holland. And now for the starting lineups of today's football game featuring Hope College and Wisconsin Lutheran, here's your play-by-play announcer, Ron Weatherby.
Well, the captains from Hope College ready to meet their teammates as their teammates go underneath the sign, go Hope, and come onto the field this afternoon, ready to take on these Warriors from Wisconsin Lutheran. For the Flying Dutchman, who will receive in this ball game on the offense? It'll be David Brown at one end, along with Jake Helm at the other. The tackles, Brandon Parcell and Roger Thompson. The guards, Joe Droppers and Carl Livingway. The center, Spencer Lemley. In the backfield for the Flying Dutchman, at center, Jared Rupp, who is a 5'11", 230-pounder from Mattawan. Ahead of Sean Jackson at the tailback position. Sean's been around for a couple of years. And at the receiving position, it'll be Taylor Breinert for the Flying Dutchman. So the Flying Dutchman offense on the field first. For the defense, at the tackles, it'll be Brady Dietert along with Luke Sebald, the inside defensive tackles. It'll be number 94, Taylor Montgomery, and James D'Angelo. The linebackers, we have Cody Thurber, Eric Zeitler, Justin Hembush, and the deep backs, Jason Robbie, Josh Rendnick at the corners, and at the safety, Mitch Ronicare and Sam Dunham. So the Warriors will be kicking off back deep for the Flying Dutchman. It has been Brown along with Zervis, who have normally been back there. It doesn't look like Brown on the far side, though. We'll have to pick him up. And 33, that would be, oh, that's the outback. That's Greg Bird I'm looking at. The kick is deep. Taking it back by Zervis. Zervis along the right side gets up to about the 26-yard line where he's brought down. So the Flying Dutchman will take control of the football in their own territory and will start their drive from about the 27-yard line.
Hope College running right to left, south to north. The Flying Dutchman will have the wind at their back in both the second and the fourth quarter. Wind blowing about 10 miles an hour on a day that's a beautiful football day. Partly cloudy, 64 degrees at game time.
Hope comes out, trips to the left side, one running back in the backfield. They switch. Body switches over to the right side, and Jackson goes back into the eye. Hand off, fake to Jackson, back to passes at well, fires it, has Brainerd at the 50, gets down to the 44-yard line in Warrior territory on the first play of the ball game.
Well, last two games, Coach Krebs started with tailback off tackle for that first play to fill out
the 200 games.
No. Oh, I'm going to tell him you said that. That'll get back. The last two games at least, Weatherby said 200, but Coach Krebs went to the air this time. He's not going to develop any tendencies. And a 27-yard gain through the air, first and 10, Hope into Wisconsin Lutheran territory.
Hand off to Jackson on the second play, and he gets to the 40-yard line. Just a straight handoff up over the left side, and Jackson picks up 3 yards on the play.
There's the tailback for the second game, and that was successful. Got the 3.5, 4 yards that you need on that first down play. Hope down to the Warrior 40-yard line in just two plays.
Second and 7 for the Flying Dutchman. Reinhardt comes wide to the left. Body goes wide to the right. Helm switches from left to right. I formation set. Atwell fakes to Jackson, looks, fires into the flat over the head of the fullback out in the flat. Oh, that's Jackson out there. And the ball was just over out of his reach, and he couldn't quite reach it. Now, Jerry, I was watching something that you may see this afternoon that we have not seen in a long time from the Flying Dutchman. I watched practice on Wednesday, and that was Jackson throwing the halfback pass off the sweep. And so I don't know if we're going to see something like that this afternoon, but that was one thing I picked up watching practice.
Razzle dazzle.
Trips to the right side. Atwell with one running back in the backfield. Goes straight back to throw. Looks, has time, fires, and incomplete. Good coverage that time. As double teamed on the right side was Brainerd, and Atwell really had no place to throw, and he threw it to the outside. So if it was going to be caught, only Brainerd would be able to catch it.
So after two very impressive plays to start this drive, Hope stopped on downs. DeVries is going to come in to punt the football.
Matt Gordy will be deep for the Warriors. And the split man on either side has... Now they drop one guy to the inside. The two guys covered him. They drop back into the middle.
Dean averaging just 34 yards per punt this year, a little below last year's average.
High kick that drops about the 5,
man.
And is picked up down inside the 2-yard line.
That one was a 38-yard punt that ended on the 2-yard line. Tremendous coverage. The Flying Dutchman got down the field very quickly. The ball hit the 2 on the 2-yard line, went right straight up in the air, Hope down the ball. And the Warriors are going to start with their back against the wall.
They're placing it on the three. It'll be first and 10 for the Warriors. Warriors will be running, we're told, without a huddle. And they'll be running an offense. It's an option offense primarily off the spread formation. Dieterson is the quarterback. He will keep the ball on the option as well as pitch it out. They come out two wide outs on either side. The line is split, has big split. Here comes the option going wide and being hit as he got back to the line of scrimmage and picking up a couple of yards on the play. And that's going to be number 24, Tucker. Devon Tucker with the carry. Pickup of about 2 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 8. Big line splits, Jerry. A little bit like what Alma used to use. Not quite as far as what Alma had, but they're big line splits. And this time, again, a give to Tucker. He tries to get on the outside and does cut back inside his blockers and pick up another 2 or 3 yards. So it'll be third down, and we'll call it 5 for the Warriors. The ball's on their own 7-yard line. Hope's defense gets the signs from the sidelines as well as the Warriors' offense. Low snap from Semmer, but pass to the outside. It is caught, and that should be good for a first down. It was caught by Caleb Wolf on the far sidelines. They just went down past the stakes, cut to the outside, and a little flat pass complete for the first down.
Dieterson confidently throws that ball from in his end zone. 12-yard completion, first down.
Hand off to Tucker up the middle, and he fights his way forward for about 2 yards on the play. Not much of an opening on the inside. The line just kind of slides, and they're there for the tackle. Linderman also in on the stop for the Flying Dutchman.
Three games this year, three offenses that don't huddle.
Two wideouts either side. Peterson back deep, has a running back, Tucker, in the backfield. And splits from left to right, putting trips on the right side. And the pass over the middle and almost picked off. Linderman and Caesar. The Caesar out there was right there, and either one had a shot. They both kind of got a hand on it. It'll be third down and 8. Quickly, the Warriors are lined up. Hope's defense has to line up quickly. Peterson throws a screen pass, and right there, Hope College linebacker Tim Kloss, the Saugatuck native, 235 pounds worth of humanity out of Saugatuck, and he is right there nailing him. And it'll be a fourth down for the Warriors.
Dieterson is a senior quarterback. He hasn't started at the position before. Wisconsin Lutheran has had a 4-year starter who graduated last year. So,
talking to the radio guys before the ball game, they say we're going to see some freshmen out there. Two freshmen that were option quarterbacks in high school, and they don't look too bad, but they're going to have to take the job away from Dieterson. One bounce picked up and dropped it in his tracks is Brown. As that ball took one bounce at about the 50, Brown took it on the 40-yard line and was nailed right there.
33-yard punt by the Warriors. Hope is going to start their second possession of this ball game. Hope started this ball game with a pass, a 27-yard completion. After that, Atwell missed two passes, so he's 1 out of 3. This drive starting on the Hope 44.
Brown goes in motion, two fakes, rolling out, getting some pressure. Atwell gets away. Flag goes down, and the pass is complete on the 35-yard line to Brown, but the flag in that Hope College backfield, and there's going to be a holding call against the Flying Dutchman. So that'll come back. It was a nice completion for Atwell, but it's not going to count as the penalty be walked off against the Flying Dutchman.
Hope has all sorts of impressive statistics. I think a statistic that might concern the coaching staff is in the first two games, there have been 19 penalties for 178 yards.
Zervis comes in now for Jackson. Atwell back in the huddle. They'll have a first and 20 starting from their own 35. They have to go to the 45. In Warrior territory. Warriors with a three-man defensive front. And Hope goes, switches into an eye. Atwell back, fires in the flat. It is caught in the flat and out of bounds by the fullback. Jared Rupp with a completion gets it up to the original line of scrimmage on the Hope College 45.
I know you and Coach Krebs have talked about the need to get that fullback into the offense and get the fullback catching some passes. That's what they're looking for.
Well, it was designed that way with Fleury Jackson at fullback, as Jackson was a very quick and fine receiver. Rupp has a little more of a problem catching the ball and is not nearly as fast.
Just caught that one. And
handoff to Jackson. Jackson on the right side on the sweep, turns it up, gets across the 50, the 45, and steps out of bounds for a Hope College first down on the 44-yard line in Warrior territory. So it'll be first and 10 for the Flying Dutchman.
Don't know where that came from, Ron.
Trip out there that they have on the radio that comes out all the time, and they haven't figured out how to take it off, I guess, yet. Thought a man was offside by Wisconsin.
Oh.
Flag, and there's one of the things that Coach Krebs was talking about out there with Jared having problems trying to catch the football as that hit off his shoulder pad. He was wide open. There wasn't a defender within 10 yards of him. So it'll be second down and 10. Body comes in place of Brown at one of the receiver positions. Ball is resting on the Wisconsin Lutheran 44-yard line. 9:25, no score in this first quarter. Flying Dutchman have been in Warrior territory most of the time thus far, but have not been able to put anything in the end zone. Trips left. Pitch back to Jackson. Jackson on the sweep, cuts it up, gets it a 40, spins around and about to the 36-yard line where he is brought down. It'll be a pickup of 8 and leave the Flying Dutchman with a third down and 2. Ball be resting on the 38-yard line in Lutheran territory. And Jackson looks over and signals back. He probably doesn't like the play that was called, so he signals back to him. They break the huddle. Body goes right. Bernard left. Bernard into the short side. Goes in motion to the right. Pitches to, this time, Borsma. And Borsma gets the first down. Down to the Lutheran 30-yard line. Zach Borsma in at the tailback on that sweep. And he's able to pick up the first down. They're placing it on the 31.
This drive started on the Hope College 44-yard line. Now it has moved down to the Warrior 31-yard line.
Matt Kroll comes in for the Flying Dutchman as they go trips to the left side. Kroll is on the outside, and then Breinert and Body all lined up. Quick little swing pass out there. That was a lateral. Gets it in the hands of Body, and he takes it down to the 20-yard line. I was sitting on the line, and so I could see very well that that would have been dropped. It would have been a fumble.
The ball traveled through the air maybe 5-7 yards, but that should be credited as a run, shouldn't it? That is not passing yardage.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Flying Dutchman on the 20. Wide out either side. Fullback is on the left side in a wing position, goes in motion to the fullback position, hand off to Jackson. Jackson gets around the end, although he has to give up territory, and again, a flag goes down on the right side, and we're likely going to have another holding penalty. That's what the call is, and this one's going to be against the fullback.
I want to remind everybody that our opening kickoff was presented by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. Hank's for the best automotive service. Hope penalized second time in this ball game, Aaron.
Second time, same type of call out there, holding penalty both times, and it has really hasn't stopped this drive yet, but it's tougher to move that football when you got to go an extra 15 yards every series to get your first down. Ball's on the 30. They've got to get down to the 10-yard line. It'll be first and 20 for the Flying Dutchman, who are wide to the left with two receivers, one right. Hands it off on the draw play to Jackson. No place to go, and he is hit on the line of scrimmage, just playing that very well. It's Jake Engels, a sophomore, and he drops Jackson right on the line of scrimmage. It'll be second down and 20. Jared Ropp comes back into the ball game at the fullback position. Wisconsin switches their defense around a little bit, puts two down men. So they'll come out in a four-man defensive front.
Hope's got the football. Yep. Second 20, ball on the 30-yard line. 6:57, first quarter, no score.
High formation, two wideouts on the left side. Atwell sprints out left, fires the ball. Bounced around in the hands of Kroll, and he catches it. It's going to be on the 20-yard line, and he's going to get a catch out of it. He bounced it off his chest, and he being Kroll, and it dropped back into his hands. Tackle was made that time by Jake Robbie. Oh, they're going to call it incomplete, Jerry.
Don't think he had possession of it as he went out of bounds. He was bobbling it.
So it'll be third down and 20 for the Flying Dutchman. Atwell back, gets some pressure, throws the ball deep to body, and almost picked off. Played perfectly that time by the defense. They had two guys on him, and having a clear shot for the Thunder out there is David Sipluski, and he had a sure shot of picking that off. So it'll bring up a fourth down. Hope going for it from the Lutheran 30-yard line.
This has been an eight-play drive that has only gone 25 yards.
A couple 15-yard penalties that hurt this drive.
Fourth and 20, Hope going for it.
And Atwell getting some pressure, rolls out to the right, crosses the line of scrimmage. He's just going to have to run it out of bounds. And he's tackled about 9 yards short of the original down marker, just shy of the 20-yard line.
Well, that's the second series of downs for Hope College in this first quarter of play. Five plays and a punt in the first series. This one was nine plays, 25 yards, and Hope College loses the ball on downs as Atwell runs a fourth and 20 play. He was able to pick up 10 yards scrambling, but Hope gives up the football, and that offense has not yet become untracked in the early going of this contest. 6:28 first quarter, scoreless. Hope College, Wisconsin Lutheran.
Lutheran with the football. They come out in two wideouts either way. One thing I think I've noticed out here thus far, Jerry, Hope's receivers do not have the speed of the defensive backs of Lutheran. They're not able to get deep. So the handoff to Tucker, he starts out to the right side and no place to go, reverses his field and goes around the left end, and he's able to pick up about 2 yards on the play, maybe three. We'll give him second and seven. No score in the ball game. We're at 6:21 of the first quarter. Four, five receivers on the left side. Pass over the middle, and I don't think it's complete. Are they going to give it to him? Ooh, that looked like it skidded off the turf out there and bounced into his arms, but they're going to give him the completion. So it'll be first down for the Warriors on their own 32-yard line. Let's watch the replay. Now these two tackles on this side are almost in the backfield. They're way back. Little screen pass on the left side and catching it, but not finding much running room was Caleb Wolf. He's able to get 2 yards on the play, but Hope's defense was right there. We'll call it second down and eight on the 40 for the Warriors. Two wideouts on either side. The option play, pitch out wide to Tucker, and he should have the first down as he gets past that yard marker on about the 48-yard line in Lutheran territory. So Lutheran has their first legitimate drive going as they have moved the football up close to that 50-yard line. Tucker's the lone running back, trips to the right side, one receiver out, the fake is to Tucker. little flat pass on the outside that is caught and tripped up as Schroeder made the tackle out there. The receiver was able to fall forward and pick up some yardage. Matt Gordy is able to get across that 50 and pick up about 3 yards on the play.
Andrew Dyerson now 5 out of 6 throwing the football for the Warriors.
Trips to the left time this time. And the option play, the keep by the quarterback, Dyson, and he picks up another yard on the play, gets into Hope territory. As the ball is on the Hope College 48, so give him a couple. We'll call it 3rd and 6. David Anderson in now as a receiver for Lutheran. Two wideouts, back to pass. And incomplete, and a lot of bumping around on that left side as we had the receiver out there, Caleb Wolf, and it looked like Santino, and they were bumping each other, and neither one saw the balls that was thrown behind the intended receiver, bringing up a fourth down. So Zervis and Brown go back deep for the Flying Dutchman.
Well, the Warriors put together a 7-play, 31-yard drive, but will be forced to punt the ball away.
Graham's back deep, standing on his own 38-yard line. Receivers are on the Hope College 10. It's a high, spiraling kick. Plenty of time for coverage, taken by Brown on the 10. Gets back to the 15, works his way, cuts to the 20, and gets just across the 20-yard line to about the 21. Before he's brought down. Nice tackle that time by the defense. And it's Dakota Elan making the tackle for the Warriors.
Hope's third possession of this football game will find the Flying Dutchman having their worst field position of the ball game, starting at the 22-yard line of Hope College.
4:02 left in the first quarter. No score in the ball game. Four-man defense by the Warriors. Fullback goes, sets up in the eye, hand off to Jackson. Jackson starts the right side and gets to the 26 before he's hit and brought down. So the defense playing well. And Seabold made the tackle for the Warriors after a pickup of about 4.
You said the defense is playing well. You're talking about the Wisconsin Lutheran defense?
That's right.
Yeah.
Body goes wide to the right. He has a slot man. Hope shifts into the I formation. They still have two wideouts on the right side. Atwell rolls out, pulls up, fires the ball, and that was intended for who? They had three. Hope had three receivers, and yet the closest man to it was the defensive man for the Warriors, and he almost had a second pick.
Brinert was the deepest. Michael missed that toss a little bit. 3rd down 6, ball in the 26. No score. Hope Wisconsin Lutheran, 3:19, first quarter.
So David Sebulski has been around that football a couple of times. He's a senior defensive back.
Three-man front for the defense.
Passing down, they go three-man. They go running down, they go four-man.
Yep.
Pass out in the flat to the fullback. It is caught and getting up to about the 39-yard line. Picking up the first down is Jared Rupp for the Flying Dutchman. So it'll be 1st and 10 on the Hope Valley's 39.
Fifth first down of the ball game for the Flying Dutchman.
Couple of receivers go out, Body and Canal. Wide to the left is Brinert. They have a split man on the right side. Comes in motion toward formation. That's Brown. Back to pass. Handoff on the draw play. Jackson looks for running room. Isn't any there. And he's lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage as stepping right in his way for the Warriors out there is number 62, and he's not on my travel roster for the Warriors.
Hope College, in the first play of this ball game, hit for a 27-yard completion against that four-man front that the Warriors put up on running situations.
2nd and 10 for the Flying Dutchman. They're in the eye, two wideouts, handoff on the draw, and again, This time Jackson is dumped back on the 29-yard line.
Hope coaching staff must see that draw as being able to work. They've gone to it a couple times, also tried variations of a screen pass, but those plays have not been very successful. The Warriors have smelled them out pretty well, and now Hope is third and 18 on their own 31.
That was a defensive end again, Luke Siebold, who there was an attempted block on him, but he just went right around him. Third down and about 20. Atwell sets up, fires the football. It is caught. Breinert has it, and he'll have a first down in Warrior territory up to about the 46-yard line in Lutheran territory. So big third down completion for
Huge.
The Flying Dutchman to keep this drive going.
Third and 18, a 20-yard completion to Breinert. Hope College first and 10 from their own 46-yard line.
Two wideouts, one in either direction. Twins in the backfield for the Flying Dutchman. Sweep to Jackson on the right side. Again, no running room. He does his thing, jukes and jives around, and gets back close to the line of scrimmage. As they ran that sweep one time, they have not been able to get outside. So it'll be a no gain on the play, and it'll be second and 10 for the Flying Dutchman.
I'd like to see an offensive running play that hits a little faster, that doesn't take quite as long as to develop as some of these wide ones and counters and sweeps are taken.
If they're getting that many people up on the line of scrimmage, maybe we're due for a halfback pass pretty quick.
There you go.
Trips to the left side. Atwell sprints out left, has an open man, finds Body, but
good
he
defense.
Is hit just as the ball got there, and Body wanted to flag on the play, and the official shakes his head no. And we have a man down for the Warriors, the defensive back that was on the coverage, and he
Robbie.
Slowly gets up.
R-A-B-E, pronounced Robbie. He was really doing a good job on defending that pass.
So it'll be a third and 10 for the Flying Dutchman. The trainers are going to come out and check him out. I don't think there's anything real serious. It didn't look like a hard hit or anything like this, and sometimes you may land on the football or twist an ankle or do something where something hurts for a moment, and he's walking off the field like he's in pretty good shape.
This timeout presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods, healthy snacks, before or after the game, anytime, Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Rattlers of Florida. 21 seconds left in the first quarter, and this ball game is scoreless. Wisconsin Lutheran playing an inspired football game.
So it'll be third down and 10 for the Flying Dutchman. And we got a timeout called by the official, I think.
Hope 3 out of 5 in third down conversions. And this official timeout, maybe they want to enjoy an Apple Valley Natural Food snack. This timeout is brought to you by Apple Valley Natural Foods. Healthy snacks anytime.
I didn't hear what he said out there. Something about 25 or 85. Brother.
They reset the clock. They had a problem with the clock, and it was reset, I believe.
21 seconds left in this first quarter. Two wideouts left, one to the right, Atwell in the gun. Three-man defensive line. Here comes a linebacker, so they got four men rushing, and the nice pass. It was on the black shoulder of the receiver, and Kroll turned around, but not quite in time to pick it up and make the catch. So it'll bring up a fourth down. DeVries will come on and do the punting for the Flying Dutchman.
Atwell, 5 of 13, 87 yards, no TD, no interception. DeVries has punted the ball more in this ball game than in the first two.
Well, he was perfect with the one out there, 5-yard line. Gordy is back standing on the 10. DeVries almost in the same spot on the 40-yard line. Ball gets away. He had some pressure that time. And Gordy lets it drop, and it's going to hit right at the 15. And it'll go down right at the 15.
7.8 seconds
remaining. So it'll be first and 10. For the Warriors from the Warrior 15-yard line. No score in the ball game. We should have time for about one play in this first quarter. 7.8 seconds on the board.
From what I've seen of the ball club so far, I wouldn't be surprised if they throw it deep. I don't think they're going to sit on this and let time expire in the first quarter.
Rivas in now at that halfback position in place of Tucker. And the handoff is to Rivas. He goes right up the middle, gets up to the 20 and maybe the 21. Rivas is a senior, or junior rather. He started 2 years ago as a freshman for him. He's 5'8", 186 pounds, so he's a well-built 5'8", and a real strong runner as this quarter comes to the end. No score in the ball game. You're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van and 927TheVan.com. Lutheran set up with two wideouts on either side from the gun. And the handoff to Rivas. And he turns a corner on the right side, gets over the 30 up to about the 32-yard line. That was the option play, and the quarterback gave to the running back, and he picked up the first down. So the crowd getting a little antsy here as they start to cheer on and become a little more vocal for the Hope College defense. Again, handoff to Rivas, and this time he tries up the middle. Not much running room there. Hope College, Alex Witek was right there to make the stop.
Korzecki in on the tackle, balls to the 34, second and seven.
So it'll be second down and seven for the Warriors. From the gun again, Warriors. One wide out on either side, man in motion. Trips on the left side and... Nice catch, but a good hit that time. You heard the crowd react. The Caesar came up and really put a lick on the receiver, and Matt Gordy, as he caught that football.
Gordy hung on to the ball.
Yes, he did. It'll be third down and a long one.
Santino put on a big hit.
Four-man front. Here come the linebackers. And caught from behind. Good tackle that time, DeCesar, on the safety blitz. No, that was Augie Mata, 23. And Mata came through on the blitz from the safety position. And he was able to make the tackle for a big loss and bring up a fourth down for Lutheran.
Wisconsin Lutheran, Hope College, scoreless tie, 13-18 left in the second quarter.
Service and Brown deep for the Flying Dutchman. Kick will be from the 20-yard line in Lutheran territory. Snap is good. Kick is away. It's a wobbly kick off the side of his foot. Hits on the Hope 45. Gets a Lutheran bounce and goes out of bounds. And they're going to mark it on the 40-yard line.
Well, come on, Hope College. Let's get that offense going. 23 plays in the first quarter, 119 yards, but no points on the board. Hope rushed 10 times for 32 yards. Can't get the ground game going. Atwell passed for 87 yards. He was 5 out of 13. No interceptions, no touchdowns. This is going to be the Hope drive. Got to go 60 yards here.
Well, they're going to run the sweep out there. They think they can run it, and this time they do. As Jackson gets across the 50-yard line down to the 49 in Lutheran territory. And... Hope picks up the first down. So it'll be first and 10 from the 49 in Lutheran territory. They break the huddle. Jackson is deep. Atwell goes under center. They had two wideouts left, one right. Hand off to Jackson right up the middle, and he gets a couple. He looks for territory.
Here's a quick hitter I was hoping to see, and it only went a couple of yards. Second and eight, ball in the 47 of the Warriors.
Warriors in a four-man defensive front. If they think Hope's going to run the football, or if they see his formation, which is the I, then they'll go with the four-man front, flat pass, and it's a little bit too far for body. He got one hand on it and couldn't bring it in. So Atwell's throwing the ball where he expects his receivers to be, and they're not getting there. He's throwing on the back shoulder and a couple of them where he had to because of the defense, and this time he led body just a half a step too far.
That time Ron Hope did set up in that running offense and threw the ball out of it in that running set with an I formation. So the coaching staff mixing it up a little bit. 12 minutes left in this first half of play. No score. Hope has averaged 41 points. They've scored 41 exactly in each of their first two games.
Atwell back to throw. Looks like a screen. Gets the screen out and to the fullback. And he has dropped right on the line of scrimmage. Rob caught the football and was dropped right there. Good defense by the Warriors as coming across. Is Heinbrock. And it'll bring a fourth down up for the Flying Dutchman. So Hope having to punt the football.
Dean averaging 34 yards per so far in this game. That's going to help the average.
Gordy, fair catches it on about the 6-yard line.
That was about 44 yards, so Dean really got his leg into that one. He's got the wind behind him in this quarter, by the way, and that makes a difference. Wind blowing at about 10 miles an hour left to right, the way Ron Weatherby and I are looking at it, from the north to the south. And Hope is doing a good job winning the field possession game, but has been unable to generate an offense that puts any points on the board. 11-16, second quarter, no score. Wisconsin Lutheran has the football, first and 10, ball on their own 7-yard line.
Two wideouts, man in motion, going to the left side. Back to pass, little swing pass to the left side. Almost picked off. Greg Bird stepped right in the way, just like Linderman did last week. Had the ball in one hand and couldn't hang on to it. He was going against the pass out there, and those are tough to catch.
Greg banged himself on the helmet. He'll be hitting himself in the head tonight. That is a dream interception. Would have been a sure touchdown, but you're right, Ron. That is a hard grab.
You work on that in practice all the time. Again, handoff up the middle, and this time Lutheran gets out to about the 10-yard line. Pickup of 3 on the play. It'll be 3rd down and 7. McRail comes in for the Flying Dutchman. Little swing pass to the right side as a little kind of a screen on the right side, but not much running room. Tackle made for the Flying Dutchman. And Lutheran will have to kick the football. So Matt Grahams will be back in his end zone, kicking that ball away. Hope should have good field position as Zervis is back close to the 48-yard line in Lutheran territory. We could take a block here, too, Jerry. Well, the kick is away. It's a high kick. Time for good coverage. Zervis takes it, cuts in the first man, gets a block, and on the sideline to the 30, but a flag goes down. I saw that one, and it's questionable in my mind which way it was going to be called. And the man
blocking call on Hope?
Yeah. Kind of a clip.
Yep.
And it was a back judge that was about 3 steps away, did not throw his flag, but the man down the field at about the 20-yard line threw the flag and came up running, and I think that's what his call is going to be.
Jeffrey Stilley of Spring Lake wearing the white hat this afternoon. Michael Underwood of Grand Rapids is the umpire. Martin Kolka of DeWitt is the line judge.
I have not seen this crew before, Jerry. It's maybe a
Craftman Stevens.
A rather new group.
Kurt Johnson. The field judge, Ron, is Daniel Rinner. That name ring a bell?
Yeah, it rings a bell.
Tom Renner, of course, longtime sports information director at Hope College, and his son is on the field officiating this contest.
That means if somebody gets hurt, we have an MT on board. Hand off to Jackson up the middle, and he hits, slides to the left side for two tough yards.
And an MT is a medical technician?
Yes.
A medical, is that correct? Yeah.
He drives the ambulance, runs the ambulance, all the calls and so forth during the week.
Well, that's a good job for an official to have. You never know when that has to, that those skills will be necessary. Yeah, Daniel Renner, Tom's son, Grand Pledge.
So it'll be second down for the Flying Dutchman on the Lutheran 48-yard line. No score in the ball game. It'll be second and eight. Atwell back to throw, three-step drop, nice little pass out in the right flat that is caught and getting down to about the 28-yard line for the Flying Dutchman. It's Cody Alber, the tight end. Cody is 6'3", 235-pound sophomore. And Cody picks up the first down. So it'll be first and 10, the ball on the 34. 9:15 left in the first half. No score in the ball game as Breinert goes wide to the left, Brown wide to the right. Hand off to Jackson. Jackson goes off tackle and gets two. So no running room yet for the Flying Dutchman. In that first quarter, Jerry, looking at total stats of rushing and passing for Hope, 10-1, 50 yards total between the two in that first quarter.
Sean Jackson, Hope College fine senior tailback, tops the MIAA with 121.5 rushing yards per game.
And in that first quarter, Jackson had 26.
There you go. There's a difference in this contest.
Atwell rolls out to his right, fires the ball, caught by Body on the 20. Gets some running room, but goes east and west, not north and south, and finally cuts it up and picks up about three more yards. Gives Hope good field position on about the 12 or 13 yard line.
Yeah, Sean Jackson right now, Ron, 12 carries, 34 yards. His long run was just 11 yards.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Flying Dutchman on the 12 yard line. They can get a first down, 8:07 left in the first half.
Body already has three touchdown catches this season.
Brown goes in motion. Hand off it to Jackson. Jackson goes wide, tries to head for the flag, cuts it up and gets down to about the five-yard line.
So Hope College has their best scoring opportunity of this ball game, driving as deep as they have. This is the deepest by far Hope has been into Warrior territory. Second and three, ball on the 5-yard line. Hope can still get a first down without scoring.
So the Flying Dutchman, 7:40 on the clock in the second quarter. Have a new fullback out there, and that's Bill Brown. Hand off to Jackson, and Jackson has trouble getting back to the line of scrimmage. Trying to run Jackson and pop something up the middle. Jackson is not a power back, as you're well aware. He's a scooter, 5'8", 170 pounds.
Third and three, ball on the five of the Warriors.
Big play for the Flying Dutchman here. As Atwell sets his team in the twins. In motion goes Breinert. Jackson, three-step drop, looks inside, throws in the corner, and the ball was tipped on the line of scrimmage up there and kind of fluttered like a wounded duck down at the goal line. Nobody near it.
And Evan Finch, MIAA Special Team Player of the Week last week, is going to be called into this ball game to attempt a field goal. So that drive was six plays, 45 yards. Took about 4 minutes, a little less than 4 minutes. And Finch is looking to kick a 22-yard field goal. Ball set right on the 12-yard line, right hash.
Snap is good. It's down. The kick is up in the air. Looks good from up here. And Hope College takes a 3-0 lead with 6:45 left in the first half.
Seven plays, 45 yards. Evan Finch nails his first field goal of this contest. He had two of them last week. My trivia question this week at the beginning of the game round was, how wide are those uprights across, apart from each other? Remember the answer? 18.5 feet is Evan Finch's target. 18.5 feet, and he didn't need that much this time. He split the middle. It was a low kick. The crossbar, by the way, is 10 feet high. That's why a lot of players like to dunk the football to show that they could do it with the basketball, too. Finch culminates an 8-play, 45-yard drive. Used 3 minutes, 16 seconds with a 22-yard field goal. And Hope College scores first a little later in the game than a lot of people thought it would take. 6:45 on the clock. Hope 3, Wisconsin Lutheran nothing.
Tucker back deep for the Warriors. Mick getting ready to kick off. Gets a high end-over-end kick that's going to come down at about the 8-yard line. Back to the 10, the 15, 20. On the outside,
uh-oh,
gets to the 40 and is knocked out of bounds by the kicker. He had one of those last week as well, where he is a lone man along the sideline out there to knock him out of bounds. And, again, Aaron Mick did his job not only kicking the ball, but in being the safety man out here to push the ball carrier Tucker out of bounds. Or Mick, Gordon, rather.
Mick made that big tackle, still had the presence of mind to pick up his kicking tee. He's coming over and he's kind of shaking his head and saying, whew, he was the last man
back
that could have made that tackle.
Pass over the middle is incomplete as the Warriors try to go for the big play out there and want to hit a deep back. And that was Morgan that was down after the football. After the good run back, Rebus is a halfback in.
Drew Dyerson, 7 out of 11.
Dyerson hands it to Rebus. He goes up the middle and then picks up a couple of yards. Lindemalder was right around his ankles. Also making the stop for the Flying Dutchman was Brent Stewart.
37.
Bird comes back in for the Flying Dutchman, along with Wietek. Three-man front. So there's Gerger, Wietek, and Bird as the three men up front for the Flying Dutchman. Two wideouts on either side. Third down at about 7. Tucker goes in motion, putting three receivers. Keeping the football and going to get dropped. Greg Bird with the sack. Loss of about 1 yard in that backfield. Had some help by Alex Wietek. And so the defense steps up on third down again, and the Flying Dutchman will get the football back.
Greg Bird is having his number called a lot by Ron Weatherby. He might be in consideration for the La Persona Salon and Spa Player of the Game. Ron keeps a list.
He intercepted that pass. He'd have been right on top of it.
Way on top.
And the ball bounces on about the 30, gets a Lutheran roll, and rolls down to the 15-yard line. Coach is going wild in the booth next to us out there. If he'd have caught the ball, he'd have saved a good 15 to 20 yards.
Or fallen the ball. It would have been at least 10 or 12 yards, but he let that roll end over end, and it went down to the 15-yard line of Hope College. So Hope looking to add to their 3-0 lead, 5-12, second quarter. Hope leads Wisconsin Lutheran. Wisconsin Lutheran defeated by Olivet 14-10 last week, but they are playing tough against the Flying Dutchman.
I formation, Atwell back, quick little slant pass to Brinert, and Brinert catches it. It's going to be just short of the first down. He'll be within about a yard of that first down. It'll be second down and 1.
You and I talked to Sean Jackson this week, Ron Weatherby, and I asked him how many times the coaching staff said to the team, don't look past this one, do not be overconfident. We got a ball game to play on Saturday, and he said we've heard that all week long.
Well, here's a good chance to go for a deep pass out here with only a yard to go. You can come back third down and get the first down. Offset eye, Atwell back, takes a look, runs out to the right side. Waits. He's going to run the football out of bounds.
Pretty good call there. You anticipated that one. You talk to Coach Krupps a lot. Hope did look deep, trying to take advantage of the second and short. But Atwell was not able to find anybody. You talked about the quickness of these defensive backs. of the Warriors.
Hope has been able to get away from defensive backs the first couple of ball games. They have not been able to get away from these backs. They're going to have to run crisp patterns out there to get open. Four-man front. I formation is a set. Quarterback sneak by Atwell for the first down. He's up over the 25-yard line, so no question on the first down.
4:19 left in the first half of play. Hope wants to add to that three-point lead that they have. 3-0.
Zeitler is that middle linebacker. He's 6'1", 239, a senior for Wisconsin Lutheran. He has a brother playing, by the way, as an offensive guard for the Bengals. Changed his mind. He's going to run with it instead. As Jackson heads around the left side and picks up a couple of yards.
That might have not have been clear to the listeners. Ron talked earlier that he had seen in practice this week a halfback pass. And Sean Jackson looked like he was going to pull up and throw that ball as he was going right. But as he cocked his arm, he looked downfield and thought better of it, tucked the ball in and reversed field and ran three-quarters of the way across the football field, gaining no yardage and not throwing the football. Although I think that was that halfback pass that was called.
In practice, he did throw in the pressure a couple of times out there on defense. So he heard about that, too, in practice. Here's the pick, Basti Jackson. They're going to run the sweep this time. He cuts into 30, 35, gets very close to that first down, and he looks like he has it on about the 38-yard line. So they come back with a sweep. Jackson gets a breather as Zach Borsma comes in for the Flying Dutchman.
Well, Jackson starting to find his game right now. 16 carries, 52 yards. He leads the MIAA with 121 yards per game average.
And we'll try Borsma on the sweep on the left side. He cuts it up. He's going to have another first down. So back-to-back sweeps, once right, once left, and two first downs for the Flying Dutchman. So it'll be first and 10 from their own 48-yard line with 2:52 left in the first half. Bill Brown back in at the fullback position for the Flying Dutchman.
Zach Borsma, 5'6". Sean Jackson lists at 5'8".
I formation set. Atwell has time, throws it over the middle.
Uh-oh.
Intercepted. And along the sideline, 50, down to the 40. He could go all the way. And being chased by Borsma, Borsma's knocked down and into the end zone for the Warriors out there. Is
Aaron Allister, Ron?
No, Sipluski.
Oh, sorry?
25, I think, picked that off. Well, that was just a bad pass out there. He had a man wide open. And threw the pass incomplete.
65 yards on the interception return by number 26, Aaron Allister.
Yeah, it was Allister with the reception, 65 with the interception. 65-yard interception for a touchdown. And the Warriors take the lead in this ball game, 6-3 with 2:22 on the clock. And as they set up for the PAT, a timeout is called. And this timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods for natural foods and healthy snacks before and after the game or any time. Wow, Hope College looked like they were taking control of this football game. They were starting to establish their run attack, but then just like that, Atwell throws an interception. It's run back 65 yards by Aaron Allister, a linebacker for Wisconsin Lutheran. And now the Warriors lead Hope College by a score of 6-3 as they line up for the PAT.
Getting ready for the PAT, 2:22 on the clock. Snap is back, kick is up in the air, looks good. And Lutheran has taken a 7-3 lead over the Flying Dutchman with 2:22 left in this first half.
And Hope College, if they haven't realized it before, realize right now that they are in for a football game. Hope had to be confident after their first two performances. Coming into this ball game, 2-0, scoring 41 points in each of their first two outings. They're looking at a ball club that got beat by Olivet last week, 14-10. But you got to play them every week. And I pointed out that the coaching staff has been adamant throughout the week that you take them one at a time and you're in for a tough ball game on this Saturday afternoon. And Hope College realizes that this Wisconsin Lutheran team is going to put up a good ball game. Ben Murphy, in his first year as the head coach for Wisconsin Lutheran.
So Lutheran ready to kick off. Hope trailing for the first time in the ball game with 2:22 left.
Borsa and Zerpis deep to receive.
Hope is 9-1 against the Warriors overall. First time they played was in 2000. Last time they played was 2 years ago. Hope won that one 28-14.
Graham's ready with a kick. It's a high short kick. Bounces right in front of Zervis. He picks it up, gets to the 30-yard line, 35, and he's up to about the 38-yard line.
All right, with 2:15 left in the first half, I think this drive is a character tester. I think this is an important one right now. The Flying Dutchmen have to get down to business. No need to panic. But they have to get that offense on track. They've got 62 yards to the end zone and 2 minutes and 15 seconds to get there.
So back to passes that well. Throws it in the flat, then through the hands of Brinard. So it's incomplete. It'll be second down and 10.
Come on, everybody.
Reminder, you, St. Joe Bear Band will be out on the field at halftime to perform.
Once again, Brinard real covered very well by Robbie right there, putting pressure on.
Two wideouts, left side, one right. Atwell back, throws it in the flat. This goes to Brinard. He hangs on. Nice catch that time by Taylor. Two guys were all over him, and he was able to catch that ball, regain possession, and pull it in.
Very similar to the previous play. Brinard just looked that one into his hands. He was being batted around by two defenders, and he held on to the ball.
Atwell back again, throws the same pattern on the outside and a quick little out pattern. Brinard's not able to, or didn't Brinard this time, at his Helms, not able to get out of bounds, so the clock will keep ticking with 1:46.
And Hope running without a huddle now.
Two wideouts left, one right. Atwell again looks left, fires it to Brinard, and he is out of bounds on the 40. I think he has the first down.
Hope has found a soft spot on the right side of the Warrior defense. They've gone there four consecutive plays now.
They're putting a one-on-one coverage on the outside, and you have a substitute coming in for, it's Aaron Allister in that cornerback. Atwell sprints to his left, looks, throws the ball. It is caught and getting down to the 21-yard line. Brinard pulled it in on the 21, the 1:25 left on the clock.
This is the fifth play of this drive. It started back on the Hope College 38-yard line.
So it'll be first and 10 for the Flying Dutchman. Atwell to the flat and a little bit too far for Brown. Incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Hope trails 7-3. 1:12 left in the first half.
And Wisconsin Lutheran took the timeout. A timeout brought to you by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods, healthy snacks, before, after the game, think of Apple Valley Natural Foods. My wife shops there all the time. A reminder again that all the kickoffs in this ballgame were presented to you by Hank's Auto Service on Van Omen Drive. Go to Hank's Auto Service for the best automotive service.
Well, the teams talk it over. Hope College with their best drive of the afternoon. They've taken the ball up to, down to the, looks like about the, what is it, 21? On the 21-yard
line. Ball on the 21-yard line.
It'll be second and 10 for the Flying Dutchman.
1:12. The time is certainly a factor, but Hope has enough time to run several plays here.
Atwell in the gun for the Flying Dutchman. Two wideouts on the right, one on the left. Atwell takes a look, goes straight back, rolls out to the right side, has some room, fires the football. It is dropped. It is dropped. David Brown dropped it out there. He's normally very sure-handed, and I think he was just probably looking for the end zone rather than the football.
Coach Krebs has three timeouts left. The clock was stopped with that incomplete pass. Minute and seven now.
Big third down play for the Flying Dutchman.
Hope trails Wisconsin Lutheran by a score of 7-3. A minute seven left, first half.
From the gun, two wideouts on the right, one on the left. Atwell back, has plenty of time, fires the football, and it's over everybody's head. Defensive man was in position of that one. I think Atwell just threw it over Breinert's head to keep it from getting picked off. So it'll be a fourth down. Are they going to go for three?
Boy, that would be about a 42-yarder run.
That looks like they are, as Evan Finch will go out.
The line of scrimmage is the 22-yard line.
Evan Finch on for the field goal attempt.
7 yards back, we'll put the ball on the 30-yard line. Well, it looks like they're setting up on the 28-yard line, so make it a 38-yard attempt by Evan Finch.
And the kick is up in the air. It is the crossbar.
Oh, man.
Right in the middle, but it hit the crossbar and bounced back. So no good on the field goal attempt. Luther's going to take over the ball.
Had that crossbar been 9 feet off the ground instead of 10 feet, that would have been a good field goal. But Evan Finch hit right in the middle of that crossbar, and Finch's field goal attempt ends an 8-play, 41-yard drive. And Hope does not score and will, in all likelihood, go into halftime trailing 7-3. However, there are 56 seconds left, and Ron will tell you what happens during the closing seconds of this ball game, or the closing seconds of this half, pardon me.
Dyerson in the gun, hands it off to Tucker, and Tucker tries a sweep and doesn't go very far, but gets out of bounds. And that'll stop the clock with 49.4. No gain on the play. It'll be second down and 10. Beasley comes in at one of those defensive tackle positions.
During the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show, we'll talk about Hope's offense and some of the problems Ron saw developing there. Hope has moved the ball, hasn't been able to score.
And from the gun, handoff again up the middle and going no place. Is Tucker, then he gets away, bounced off one guy, too, and goes on the outside. He tried the middle and worked his way to the left and all of a sudden reversed his field, headed around the right side, and picked up the first down.
Augie Mata on the tackle.
So Mata with a stop out there for the Flying Dutchman, and it's first and 10.
Total offensive yards, Hope 250, Wisconsin Lutheran 90.
So Lutheran with points on the board, 7-3.
Reach your own conclusions.
Back in the gun. Again, the handoff to Tucker up the middle, and he gets about 3 yards. Lindemalder on the stop for the Flying Dutchman.
Ball advanced to the 44.
So clock ticks to 6 seconds, 5 seconds. I don't think they're going to try to get another play away.
No, they're going to be happy going in with a 7-3 lead. So that's the end of the first half of play here at Smith Stadium on the beautiful campus of Hope College, where Hope College has found a tough opponent, and Hope trails at halftime by a score of 7-3. We'll be back with the individual team stats, and Ron and I will talk about what we saw in this first half of game, first half of the ball game. But first, we remind you, you're listening to Hope College Football on 92.7 The Van, 92.7TheVan.com.